This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most popular items to discuss in the world are on programs like this. We discuss turmoil, how to fix problems, how to get your power up into high gear. Everything going on in your life, subject to scrutiny here on the DJV show, DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn is, I'm not sure she'll be back on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and I are here to discuss the issues of the day, including, as luck would have it, and no luck or unlucky, but we are ready, or many, I shouldn't say we, I don't have any kids going to school. Well, maybe that's not true. My grandson started a sort of social play group a couple of weeks ago, but that's not seasonal. School, the public schools around the country, gearing up to start again in the next month, and so we have the results of a study regarding diversity and what can be learned in public school education at the hands of diversity. I think diversity is very important, so we're going to explore that in a few moments. Right now, though, some thoughts on buying happiness. There's a new study out this week, ladies, that suggests that your cash is best spent on freeing up your time. This is a survey done of 6,000 adults. The researchers found those who spent money on time-saving services like cleaners, landscapers, that kind of stuff, reported greater life satisfaction no matter how much money they made. Some of the researchers would say spending money on experiences is the way to go instead of, well, I don't know. I like mowing my lawn. I don't do it because I don't. I guess I mow hay more than I mow lawn. I'm not the typical. But if I find that time, everybody's different. The time I spend on my equipment, and I think the same would be true if I were had a riding lawnmower to do my lawn, is time I spend thinking about life and how wonderfully thankful I am. You hear me say that all the time. I do. I zone out when I'm on my tractors. And I would think sometimes people who do this, my father in the last years of his life loved to take care of the grounds on my farm, and he'd get on the little mower and he'd go around and I could see him enjoying. Now, I don't know whether you like to clean or not. I know some people who love to clean. Maybe that's not you. So if it isn't you, maybe that's how this applies, Victoria. Mm-hmm. If you feel like what you get out of cleaning, I don't clean my house. I have people that use my property on the farm, and so in exchange for that, they take care of the landscaping on the farm and at the house. But generally speaking, I find these things satisfying. I can't tell you that I like cleaning a lot.
Do you have someone clean your bathrooms and the kitchen and everything?
Yeah, somebody cleans the house.
Everyone I know who has a cleaning lady, they're very happy people, so yeah. I think I should invest in
one. The people who are cleaning or the people who
The people who don't have to clean their house.
When did we stop, though? Did that all stop when women started working? When did we start having people? My mother cleaned. I don't know, my mother, my father, I don't guess anybody really did a great job. I remember I cleaned my room, but things were different in my household than was the normal case. But the house was clean enough. But I don't ever remember until, and when I was married for those 7 years, I didn't ask. I'm thinking about it now. There was never really any understanding of who would have what job other than I was supposed to bring home the bacon, and that's how we would live. But Tony actually worked. She was a school teacher, as was I. I took care of the outside of the house. That's the way it worked, and she took care of the inside of the house. But when did it go the way of in your mother's era? Because pretty much everybody that I know, brings a cleaning person in, and
right,
most of them are Hispanic. So when did that start?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
you assume that it is that you're going to have somebody clean your house, right? That's just what you do.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say this without sounding bad, but I mean, in my apartment, it's, I would love to have someone, but I can't justify it. It's too small. We can handle it ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
But if I had a house, yes, I would definitely, and my friends who have houses have a cleaning person come in once a week. I mean, that's, yeah, I don't know. I guess it sounds snotty, but.
Yeah. I think that's very representative of where you come from too, because I don't know. My family doesn't have a cleaner, and I don't think anyone in my family has a cleaner for their house. I mean, my roommate's boyfriend has a cleaner, but it's because they have a house with five guys and none of them were cleaning it themselves.
Can you imagine?
And essentially all of the girlfriends girlfriends said, hey, we're not staying here or showering here again until you get someone to clean it.
Yes.
So I guess you can get it for fairly cheaply if you have a decent amount of people. Like, you've got five different people who are splitting it, and she just comes once per month.
It is a way of thinking about diversity. Think about it this way. I mean, why is it that certain people do certain jobs? We're going to talk about diversity in our educational system as we get ready for a new school year in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit alz.org.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Coming up to 15 past the hour of the DJV Experience. So, excuse me, how many of you think back on your own experience when you started school in kindergarten going through high school to the people who were around you? I was thinking as I knew we were going to talk to these two folks about what's going on in school, how much our population has changed, and that, of course, includes what's going on in the public schools. Joining us now, Francis Masano, who's the managing partner at New Schools Venture Fund, and Siamara Padinsi, who is a worker in the CEO of Promise 54. I want to, if I can, Siamara, talk about Promise 54 first. What is that all about? What's Promise 54?
Absolutely. Good morning. Well, Promise 54 is a brand new organization that we're launching in the field of education to help enable organizations to become really healthy places for their adults so that those adults can create great outcomes for students.
So what does that all mean? That sounds, forgive me, it sounds political. It sounds like a political speech. What is, let's boil that down. What are you creating? What do you want? What's the end goal?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want for our adult workers, our teachers, our school leaders, our nonprofit staff, et cetera, the adult workers who are working every day incredibly hard for students and for educational equity in the education sector, to be able to be within organizations where they feel supported and where they can develop professionally, where they can thrive, where they choose to stay so that they can have great outcomes for kids.
All right. So, Mr. Masano, you lead this New School Venture Fund, which has released a report called Unrealized Impact. You both were participants in putting this together. What did you learn from this?
Yes, hi, and sorry to disappoint, but this Francis is a lady, so.
And I should look at the way it's spelled. If it's with an ES, it's a lady. If it's an IS, it's a man. Yes, go ahead.
You got it. So hopefully you learned something new today. If nothing else, the difference between ES and IS. Yes.
Yeah.
So we were really excited to be sponsors of this study. And in terms of what we learned a number of things, but I'll just share some of the things that really stood out to us. So one, we were really surprised, as you were saying, how student population is changing in our country, that when you look at how the student population is changing and you look at who our students are, there is a mismatch between students and the education leadership in our sector. And so let me give you one stat as an example. So when you look at the Latino student population, about 40% of the students, 40% of the students in the study are Latino, whereas only 8% are CEOs. So when you see this major mismatch like that, you do wonder what impact that might have on decision making. Like, do we truly understand our students? Do we truly understand their backgrounds as we're making decisions and plotting a path forward in our education system?
CEOs of companies. Do you mean CEOs of companies in general? Just you're looking across the landscape at who's running what businesses?
Well, we mean in terms of education organizations. What the survey did is we got data from education organizations, including schools, nonprofit organizations, advocacy organizations. So all these different kinds of organizations, largely nonprofits and schools, working within the education landscape, the education sector. So these, we're really not talking about businesses for the most part when we share this data.
You're talking about people who influence education directly.
That's right. That's right. And so when you're really thinking about the importance of having organizations that understand our students, who understand the kids that are showing up every single day, we think it's really important for leadership to reflect the backgrounds of the students that they are serving.
So that's sort of the same argument that started 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago when it came to Americans who are black, the whole business about being more students and less administrative focus. The black administrators hadn't advanced to the point where there were equal numbers, or at least the ratio was the same. So I think that's the same. We're looking at the same sort of thing here, are we not?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So where do you expect to go with this? Is this going to change the standards and mores in the system, having this study? What's it going to push us to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have high hopes. There are so many organizations, schools, nonprofits in the education sector that are working incredibly hard to diversify their staff and also to build a more inclusive environment, a more equitable environment. But they're struggling often to figure out what are the most promising practices and how do we engage those, how do they engage those, and how to make progress. So
if you're involved,
data into their hands, we'll help them.
Let me send to people that might be involved, school committees, that sort of thing, school administrators, to the website newschools.org, newschools.org. Thank you for being here, both of you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Controversial songs they ever did, and they did some pretty raw stuff. But if you listen to the lyric line of this, how many people actually listen? They just listen to the guitars and Keith and Mick up there jumping around. They don't really know what they're singing about. But if you listen to the lyric line, I don't know why this wasn't. This came out in the era when they were like Lay Lady Lady. Was not allowed. The disc jockeys couldn't say Lay Lady Lay.
Why?
Introduced the
I love that song, by the way. It's a gorgeous song.
But it's you know what it's about. And even if it wasn't about that, hearing back in that era of the late 60s, early 70s, the prudishness took over. And so disc jockeys were told not to. They just said, call the song. No, just say, here's a new song by Bob Dylan. And
well, I know the Stones, I think it was on the Ed Sullivan show, they had changed the lyrics, right?
Yeah, and then they said, they promised Ed Sullivan they wouldn't sing this
Let's
song.
Let's Spend the Night Together?
Yeah, and Spend the Night Together, both of them.
And then they had to change it to Let's Spend Some Time Together?
Yeah, but then they didn't do that. When they went on the air, they just sang. And Ed Sullivan was, they never went back again.
Oh. Anyway. It worked out okay for them anyway.
Oh, they're fine. Thank you. So now they're back in the studio to record their first album of original 12 years. The boys are back on Ask Keith Richards. He's got his own YouTube channel. He's asked, are you inspired to get back in the studio? And he says, yes, we are. What do you expect him to say? No, I think this sucks. What a stupid way of promoting this. Anyway, the album is called Blue and Lonesome. Well, that came out last year,
yeah.
Yeah, right. So
I think the question was, after doing Blue and Lonesome, are you inspired to do more original recordings? I think that was really what the question was supposed to be.
Right.
So that's his answer was, yes, we're going to do some, you know, original stuff.
Well, that was a cover album, was it
right.
not?
Right. Yeah, of all their favorite blues songs.
Yeah, this is original material that's going to be done in this new album that's coming
out. Right.
So, but you know what? Yeah, by the way, this song is from Blue and Lonesome. There's still something good about... Remember what I said earlier on about the fact that these guys were considered raucous and rowdy when they first were on the scene. So,
things have changed somewhat.
Here's a story about a very pleasant... I love actually talking about this guy because I think he sets a good example. Darius Rucker, who did not used to be a country music star, now is. And he said, I'm giving up my day job, but he's expanding his resume. He's an avid golfer, apparently, and passionate fan of playing golf. He's going to host a new show called On Par with Darius Rucker on SiriusXM's Golf Channel. Good God. I forgot they had a golf channel. There's a golf channel on TV, too, right?
Yes. Call it the golf channel. My dad watches it a lot.
I can't imagine. How do you listen to golf? I mean, it's pretty bad to watch, but I imagine listening to it, all you're hearing is silence and then a couple people yelling,
right? Well, they don't,
right?
I don't think they broadcast golf matches or games or whatever they're called, but...
Golf matches, right. Anyway, he's going to talk to pro golfers about the game. Excuse me. He said, I think it'll be more of a conversation than an interview. We'll talk about the game. But I want to talk about what music they listen to. What about their life? See, that might make something interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Phil Mickelson listens to on the radio? Or
right.
What goes
and
on
look
in
at Jordan
life?
Spieth. I mean, he's becoming the new rock star of golf. Right. So, sure. I think that that's really interesting.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, who's his girlfriend today.
Yeah.
Well, it's like to play at Pebble Beach and some of these other great courses around. Yeah, it should be an interesting thing. All right. So that takes care of that. And we find ourselves at 28 past the hour in the DJB experience.
This week in Automotive News, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. The car has the world's first wellness driving system. It combines systems to promote wellness, including the car scent, heated, cooled, and massaging seats, cabin temperature, ambient lighting, and music. Mercedes promises it can be as good as a double espresso. We put it in invigorate mode, a quick-moving massage, fresh scent, lively music, bright lights, and cooled seats woke me right up. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this.
Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to mypillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's mypillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fun. Hi, 34 after the hour, DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, and we're going to do some traveling around, all right? Let's go to Moscow first. Everybody want to go to Moscow? All those who want to.
Ooh. Send me a postcard.
Can we go to the beach instead?
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, the reason we're going to Moscow is to find out what people are listening to on the radio. We tend to think, I believe we tend to think, that we're so unique in many ways, and we are in America, but even when it comes to technology, people, they listen to the radio in Moscow. I remember when I did a tour, ladies, when the Iraq war started, I decided to go around Europe because we were being told that this was something that everybody wanted us to do. All the Europeans wanted us to go into Iraq and clean it up. So I did a 5-city tour of Europe in a week. Started in London, went to Paris, went to Vienna, I went to, stopped in Zurich and Geneva and I think Milan. I'm trying to remember. I think that was the 5 cities. I spent the program talking to people. I went into radio studios that were pretty much the same as what I had here in America. Using the same technology, they just spoke a different language. And people were shocked that there was, I remember getting some notes back. We go, what? They have radio in France? No. Yeah, they do. And they have it in Moscow. And the number one talk radio, or the number one station, is the talk radio station. They have, it's called the Echo of Moscow. I find that interesting. And they even have ratings over in the Moscow radio market, the same as we do here in this country and elsewhere around the world. So
on
the
scale of 1 to 10, how much did Putin like our show today? That's the ratings.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. There are 46 stations in Moscow, and the most popular is the one that does news talk. It's owned by a conglomerate, mostly pals of Putin. They've owned it for 6 years. They have two stations that are number one and number two, and they're all news talk stations. And the third one is the government-owned station. Some people compare it to NPR or public radio, which is not. That's nonsense. This is the government running talk programs. It's like the Republican Party having talk programs, the Democratic Party having talk programs, that kind of stuff, except these are run with government figures, government. I can't imagine anything more boring. I remember I used to have to do that kind of stuff for the community. We used to have Sunday programming, interview politicians and government officials. Oh, my God. Whew. I'd rather watch paint dry. It was sort of a way that I cut my teeth on understanding how to talk to people. It was good training for me, but the conversation was, ay, ay, ay. So, anyway, what did you say a few minutes ago, Victoria? You zoned out. I was, even when I talked to people, I shouldn't admit this probably, I wasn't really listening to what they had to say because they had nothing to say.
Yeah.
In essence, so.
Been there.
Anyway, but I... You want to share some of those?
Present company excluded.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. I just thought it would be interesting for people to know that in Moscow, they like news talk radio best. So there you go. All right, let's see. Moving now to Japan, the robot called Little Sunfish, helping find nuclear waste. Remember the nuclear power plant in Fukushima that blew up? How many years ago? That was 2011, I think, right? Yeah. So now they've decided that there's some kind of, they're trying to reopen it, or, you know, get people back into that area. So they have to do some research to find out if there's any waste still there. And they found, yes, there is. This robot fitted with a couple of cameras found nuclear debris at the focus of the cleanup effort. So this tsunami that hit the plant in 2011 and all the fuel rods that overheated and melted and went into the ocean, it's still there.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, still affecting the tuna, so shouldn't really be eating a lot of West Coast sushi.
No. Well, I keep saying that to people. Sushi is the worst possible thing you could be eating. It's horrible. Never mind the stuff that comes from the Western Pacific. But in general, what the sushi that comes from fish that are grown in Vietnam, let's say, or all over.
Any farm-raised fish.
Just full of parasites like pork. If you don't, you know, cook, we've all been told, cook pork, cook it until it's well done, because you get rid of the parasites that are in the pork, because that's just, parasites grow in pork. And if you don't, you get them into your system and you won't ever get them out. It'd be awful. And the same kind of parasites are showing up, these little worms in, and I'm not talking about Justin Bieber, the Bieber worm, the little worms that get into the cellular structure, into the flesh of, as it does in the pork, it gets in the flesh of the fish. And you don't want to have anything to do with that. I think people that eat sushi are just, I'm sorry, stupid. I think with all the stuff that's around, maybe I shouldn't say stupid, ill-informed.
Yeah, maybe a little harsh.
And maybe a little, well, with all the information about how bad it is, though, you're ill-informed. I'll just leave it that way. And somebody's going to say, you arrogant, so-and-so. No, I'm just looking out for you. If you want to eat it and kill yourself, help yourself. That wouldn't be my choice.
Well, I mean, I do like sushi, and a lot of people do, but I would just like to spread the message of you should probably go very, very lightly on the tuna. It's the most popular type of sushi roll out there, but that tuna is...
salmon that's coming from these areas...
Well, the farm-raised salmon is gross. I don't eat that at all.
You don't want to... Yeah. And most of it comes from Asia, Vietnam, mm-hmm.
yep.
Cambodia, those places, just, you know.
Yep.
And by the way, courtesy of the great, the intelligentsia in the Food and Drug Administration, they don't have to test any of that stuff. We have to test our stuff that's done, that's grown here. But all that stuff that gets imported, never gets tested. It's fine. Bring it in. Help yourself. Excuse me. Let's keep traveling, shall we? Let's
yes.
go to Milan, where the officials of the city of Milan have banned selfie sticks. So that's bad news. If you're going to Italy this summer, you want to get a picture of yourself in front of the Milan Cathedral. Nope. It has officially been banned. The selfie stick poking people in the eye. What else?
Yeah. Selfie sticks are... Oh, I thought that this phenomenon had died out, but apparently
I
it hasn't
too.
Really.
Yeah, right.
It's... Oh, selfie stick people are the worst. They're the ones... These are the geniuses who have fallen off cliffs. Do you know, literally, because you know I love Shark Week, and we're yeah. in Shark Week, more people have died from taking a selfie than shark attacks in the history of shark attacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's insane. You literally have a better chance of dying taking a selfie than you do swimming in open waters in South Africa with great whites. That's a stat.
Oh, my God. Isn't that, I mean,
I just heard that on Shark Week the other night.
Yeah, of course. I get all my information from Shark Week.
I do.
So, let's see. What else are they banning in Milan? That's glass bottles. Let's see here. Cans. Food trucks, you can't have, because they make such a mess. People just are sloppy. You know, I've got to hand it, you've heard me talk about the event that we had on the farm over the weekend. We had 1,400 people come. It was a food truck, ice cream truck. People were there. They had we had reenactments of the Civil War, and we had a lot of flea market stuff in there. You know, it took us 5 minutes to clean up. At the end of the day on Sunday, I got into the loader, and Mary and Sneaker, the two people on the farm, we went around and cleaned up all the rubbish on the ground and all that. We had trash buckets everywhere. It was amazing to see how thoughtful people were. So I was very pleased, frankly, how easy it was to clean up, because people oftentimes are so messy and they are thoughtless.
Oh,
and in a city like anywhere, but Milan is quite a beautiful city. Most of those old cities in Italy are really quite beautiful.
Yep.
So anyway, selfies.
Was it Rome or Florence? We did a story a month or so ago that they're now, they don't want people sitting and eating on the cathedral steps, so they're spraying them down.
I think it was Florence.
Yeah, I think it was Florence. Ugh, I mean, if you have to do that, and then they've banned open can alcohol because people are throwing up everywhere at night. People are just so
gross.
Clueless and have no respect for history and architecture.
That's what it is.
And
thank
beauty
you.
And
yeah, it's antisocial behavior, disrespect, and these selfie sticks are just the latest in all kinds of things that you'd think people would be conscious enough or thoughtful enough to not want to mess things up, but you know, that's what they are. So now the local constabulary is out looking for people who are violating the rules, and there's all kinds of stuff. You can't use a selfie in Mecca. Can't use a Lake Tahoe. Hasn't the Disneyland? You get rid of these. The selfie sticks apparently are the most antisocial of all the antisocial things going on, but. I would think you'd want to have. You want to teach your children, don't you? Want to teach your children how you want to be treated in the real world? I think that's really what it is, isn't it? It's thoughtlessness.
Yeah.
All right. Back in America, as we travel, this is not good. The use of heroin in our U.S. Cities on the rise, and the unforeseen consequence of this are the needles. In San Francisco, for example, 22,000 intravenous drug users in the city public works department collected 13,000 needles off the street a month or so ago. That's 10,000 more than they found the same period last year. Wow. Going down to Santa Cruz, where this program is heard, 12,000 needles have been found in Santa Cruz over the past 4 years. In Portland, Oregon, 16,000 needles collected last year, twice as many as the year before. And here on the East Coast, about $10 million was spent in Philadelphia to clean up tens of thousands of used syringes in the city last year. And here in Boston, 20,000 needles over the last couple of years. Wow, this is pretty damning, isn't it, huh? Needles, what in the world are you thinking? Using this stuff. What are you thinking?
If there's an upside to tragedy, it's that it often inspires good people to do great things. In the wake of spring wildfires in the southern plains, there are many such stories. I'll have one today on the Farm Journal Report.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
None of us ever thought that the fire had this breadth and scope to it, and that it could do what it did.
The flames consumed ranches, thousands of miles of fencing, homes, livestock, and the lives of brave ranchers.
I actually think in the eyes of those who were affected, it's worse now than it was when it was burning. Because now they know how bad it is, and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
Farmers from across the country are now helping these ranchers rebuild with hay, fencing, friendship, and labor. But more is needed, and you can help. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Northwestern Oklahoma was hard hit by wildfires in March. At the same time, over in Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma Youth Expo was going on. Tyler Norvell is executive director.
During the week of the Oklahoma Youth Expo this year, we had a lot of people approach us about wanting to do something to support their fellow people in agriculture from Northwest Oklahoma that suffered through the wildfires, and we really didn't know what to do. And one morning during the show, Senator Eddie Fields came to me, whose kids were showing there, and said, "Hey, my daughter wants to donate one of her three show steers to the fire victims, and maybe we could auction it off in the Sell of Champions." I said, "I think that's a great idea. Let me go check with my board of directors." And they said, "Absolutely."
Tristan Fields was pretty matter-of-fact about her decision.
If I was in the situation, I know they'd help me. Somebody would stand up.
Tristan's dad, State Senator Eddie Fields, is also a cattle rancher.
That's just the Oklahoma standard. You know, we reach out in disasters, whether it's man-made or natural. We step up, you know, we make a difference. I think that's part of what Oklahomans are. We care, we're compassionate about our fellow man in this state, and we do whatever we can to help out.
You can help by contributing to the Wildfire Relief Challenge, a joint effort of the Farm Journal Foundation, Drover's Magazine, and the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. The first $1 million in donations are being matched by the Buffett Foundation. With a July 31st deadline looming, the fund has a ways to go to meet that goal. To donate, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224,
800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
TikTok time, 53 after the hour. Get Victoria into gear here again. Victoria Keelan with a focus on technology information today. And our presentation is brought to you by the folks at Speed Queen. And I just wanted to send a quick reminder that this opportunity that we have presented you with, not only this week, but I think this lasts for a couple of weeks or even into next month, as you gear up to get back to school, there is a very, very interesting opportunity for you to win a Speed Queen washer dryer. This is something, I love doing these sorts of things. We put this stuff together. And there will be 50 winners overall in the Loving Your Laundry contest that we have. So if you want to win, now's the time for you to get engaged, if you will. Speed Queen, probably the best brand when it comes to this sort of thing. And this is another one of those easy deals, Victoria.
Right? Yeah.
Where you don't have to...
Free to enter? No, you don't have to sign up for anything. Yep,
nope.
It's great. And the washer-dryer set, it comes installed. That's included in the prize. It's great.
Yep. Loving My Laundry. The gift cards they're going to be giving away as of, there's 50 different things that they're giving away. So all you have to do is go online. I think, what are we sending them to Twitter, or we're sending them to?
LovinMyLaundry.com.
Oh, that's right, too.
Just go right to the site.
You don't even have to do it with us. You just go to the site.
Right.
LovinMyLaundry.com. And
it's Lovin, no G.
Right.
I made
that mistake yesterday because I'm always the grammarian.
I know.
Loving is not what you want. You want to go to Lovin.
Lovin, like oven.
E-I-N, right. Lovin, mylaundry.com. All right, there you go.
Good luck.
All right, yes. So, Twitter has promised that it's going to help get the problem of online harassment under control. What are they going to do?
Well, they say that they've got some good news for Twitter users, that it's acting against 10 times more abusive accounts now than it was this time last year. They say that they've got temporary limiters on flagged accounts that are also ranging to an outright suspension. They are saying that 65% of limited accounts are only limited once, meaning once they give someone a slap on the wrist, risk. People are scared they're going to lose their account, so then they're turning around and then they're not doing it again. So that's one great thing on the harassment end. They also say that they're eliminating double accounts. So sometimes people have their own account and then they have a fake account that they use to harass other people and troll online. So they've eliminated that as well, they say, for the most part. So it's a pretty good report. People on Twitter still say that they're not comfortable with the level of harassment, that more work needs to be done, but at least Twitter seems to be responding to it.
Yep. All right. Google. And I always think of Google Maps, Google Street.
Right.
This is one of the most amazing things. You can just look for what your street looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It basically amounts to that. So, but there is a new street, if you will. Google has gone into outer space. How's this going to work?
Well, it's a street view that very few of us, none of us, will ever actually see. It is the Google Street View newest location, and it is the International Space Station. There are 13 views of the space station. This is super cool. You should definitely go and check this out if you like anything to do with space. It shows everything from the observation deck to the laboratories to where the astronauts eat in their quarters. You can follow along to see how they work out. You can even see their meals. It is such a cool thing. The images are also annotated, so you actually can learn about what happens on the International Space Station. And you can move through rooms just like you can on a regular street view of, let's say, if you want to look up your own house, and then you can manipulate back and forth and all the different angles. You can do the same thing with the space station. So Google Street View team worked with NASA at the Johnson Space Center in Houston and the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, to collect all the imagery using special cameras and equipment that's already on the space station, so you can now explore right from your own couch. It's very cool.
Yeah, I find this fascinating. Yeah, just the whole thing is fascinating. The way they do this, how you can do it down here on Earth, but then you just want to see what's going on in the space station. That's what you can do. By the way, moving back into the anniversary of the first trip to the moon, when Neil Armstrong said one small step for man, he was radioing back to Apollo Mission Control, and scientists working at the center have planned for a long time to sort of revolutionize, but yet restore the historic command center. So they're doing that at the Houston Space Center, which would be another nice place for Google to go. Frankly, it's fallen into disrepair, so they need $5 million. They set up a non-profit for people, a Kickstarter campaign. Can you imagine that? We have to have a Kickstarter campaign to save a historic NASA landmark. Unbelievable. 59 past the hour.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.